Good morning and welcome to the Builders Briefing for April 16, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today. Vercel making a big play for the agent infrastructure layer, Google dropping a robotics model and sneaking AI skills into Chrome, and a spicy open source licensing debate.
Yeah, and a semantic version control tool that I'm honestly kind of excited about. Plus a Hacker News thread asking whether you even need a database, which I have feelings about that one.
All right. Let's dive in. So the big story today, Vercel Labs shipped something called Open Agents. It's an open source template for building cloud-native AI agents. Not a framework, not an SDK. It's a fully deployable starting point with Vercel's infrastructure opinions already baked in. Over 5,100 stars already.
That's interesting because I've literally spent the last few months duct taping LangChain to a hosting provider with custom auth for every agent prototype. The fact that this handles tool calling, state management, and deployment out of the box, that's going from days to hours for a first demo.
Exactly. And the biggest signal here is that Vercel is positioning itself as the default deployment target for AI agents, not just web apps. You've got Vercel, Replit, Modal. They all want to own this layer.
Right. And what's wild is how fast this space is consolidating. My advice would be, use the template, ride the wave, but keep your actual agent logic portable. Don't marry the hosting layer.
Smart. Okay, moving into AI in models. A few things caught my eye. First, generic agent. This is a repo where an agent starts from a 3,300 line seed and autonomously builds its own skill tree. But the headline number is 6x fewer tokens than traditional approaches.
6x is massive. If you're running long-lived agents, token costs add up fast. The trick here is cached skill reuse instead of reprompting from scratch every time. It's an architecture pattern worth studying, even if you don't use the repo directly.
Then we've got Google DeepMind dropping Gemini Robotics ER1.6.
The sim-to-real gap keeps shrinking with each release. That's the story to watch in robotics AI.
And here's a fun one. Chrome is getting skills. Google is letting users save AI prompts as reusable one-click tools right in the browser.
Oh, that's a sneaky distribution play. If you're building a product with any kind of AI assist flow, you need to think about whether users could package that as a Chrome skill, or whether Chrome skills are about to compete with your extension. That's a real strategic question.
All right, DevTools. This one got me excited. Sen. It's a CLI that does diffs, blame, and impact analysis at the function and class level instead of line by line. Supports 24 languages using TreeSitter.
Oh man, finally. For large codebases, especially with AI-generated code reviews, being able to ask what functions changed instead of parsing raw diffs is a massive quality of life upgrade. I'm installing this today.
Link in the briefing for that one. Also worth a quick mention, the Do You Even Need a Database thread on Hacker News hit 166 comments and counting.
The honest answer for most builders is yes, but maybe not the one you think. If your data fits in memory and you're building a single server MVP, Files plus SQLite can get you shockingly far before you need Postgres. But people love to argue about this stuff.
They really do. Okay, startups. This one's juicy. Cal.com is closing its source code. And they're citing AI-driven cloning as the reason, basically saying that AI makes it too easy for people to rip and ship their codebase.
So there's a strong counter-argument that got about 160 points on Hacker News. The real moat for an open-source product is community and velocity, not restricting the source. Closing it down feels like the wrong lesson. It's a case study in what not to do if you're maintaining an open-source product.
And separately, Kyle Kingsbury, Aphir, had a great piece on how AI is working the job market. His take is that job postings and hiring signals have basically become noise. If you're job hunting right now, optimize for referral networks over job boards.
That resonates. I've seen job descriptions that are clearly AI-generated asking for AI experience building AI, its ternals all the way down. The signal-to-noise ratio has genuinely cratered.
Quick security note. There's significant community pushback against Google's Flock proposal. 574 points on Hacker News for a campaign called Stop Flock. If you're building anything that relies on browser-level user signals, ad tech, analytics, personalization, this could reshape or kill that API before it ships.
And on the policy side, the EFF is flagging a California bill that could require censorship of 3D printing design files. If you're in the digital fabrication or makerspace, this has real implications for hosting and distributing designs.
All right, rapid-fire quick hits. Noah as a Service is a joke API that returns random rejection reasons, and it somehow has 1,500 stars.
I love it. The internet remains undefeated. Also in the quick hits, there's a piece on wanting to write a compiler where you just need to read two papers from 2008, and they still hold up. Link in the briefing.
And someone fixed a 20-year-old bug in Enlightenment E16, which is just a delightful debugging story if you have a few minutes. So, here's the takeaway for today. The agent infrastructure layer is hardening fast. Between Vercel's Open Agents template, generic agent skill tree approach for token efficiency, and Chrome skills opening a new surface area, agents are moving from research toys to deployable products.
The message is clear. Stop rolling your own hosting scaffold. Start from a template. Spend your cycles on the skill logic and the token optimization. That's where the real differentiation is.
The builders who ship real agent products this quarter will be the ones who didn't waste time on boilerplate. That's the builder's briefing for April 16th. All the links are in the show notes.
Go build something cool.
We'll see you tomorrow.